Okay, maybe bleed that the next time this way. We'll have to do the top tesis is Nagel Alach. The opening pasuk in Parshas Korah uses the expression those chukas ha-teira. Two different things. So when he reaches the age of Tzrov Zarka Eges Venotlo, that he understands a little bit that a pebble, a piece of junk, he throws away in the garbage. And an egg goes, a candy, an egg is a nut, a candy, a cookie or something, he'll take it and he'll eat it. He has enough seichel, so then he's a chaliatzmar, then if the cotton picks up an aveda, somebody gives him a matane, then it's kind of. But the opening pasuk in Parshas Korah uses the expression, those chukas ha-teira, two different things. So when he reaches the age of Tzrov Zarka Eges Venotlo, that he understands a little bit that a pebble, a piece of junk, he throws away in the garbage. And an egg goes, a candy, an egg is a nut, a candy, a cookie or something, he'll take it and he'll eat it. He has enough seichel, so then he's a chaliatzmar, then if the cotton picks up an aveda, somebody gives him a matone, then it's kind of. But it cannot be kind on behalf of anybody else. Ven seichel acherim. He cannot be zech on behalf of anybody else until he becomes bar mitzvah. That was the machlokes before, and that's how we passed it. The cotton cannot be zech for others until bar mitzvah. Oknegda biktano, aktano, let's say, who's a little girl, can be miskadeshes lemiun. Her mother or her brothers, the father's not alive. If the father's alive, about ten lines before the Mishnah. Oh, my rabbi, gimel midas biktano. So he says, Oknegda biktano miskadeshes lemiun. If the father is not alive, so he's not alive, so he can't marry off the daughter, Kiddushin Deraisa. So let's say the mother is Vanas, that does make sense. Who's going to marry off such a young girl? So with Mana Gemara, the practice was they used to marry off daughters at a very young age. So let's say the girl is 7, 8 years old. So if she's very young, then there isn't even a Takana de Rabbanan that the mother and the older brother should be able to marry her off. If she's old enough to understand a little bit, 7, 8 years old, then the mother and the older brothers can marry her ruach midi rabbana. That's called miskadeshes lemiyun. And the miyun haste that if later on she's unhappy about the shidduch, she just goes in front of a bezin and she says she doesn't want the shidduch anymore, and they annul the marriage up until bas mitzvah. After bas mitzvah, then you cannot break up the marriage just based on miyun. Then you need a get. This is only a kiddushin derabbanan. On a kiddushin deraisa, you don't have such a thing. The whole issue is only with the rabbanan when the mother and the older brothers marry her off. So that's the first midah. The first age is tzorav zarka eges v'noitla. The second age is haputos mikcha mekeh hamem kerem emke b'metalton. Putos means a little older. That the child understands business, he understands to sell and to buy. He's before bar mitzvah, a few years before bar mitzvah. So there's a takana with the rabbanan that if the child is a yosem and he doesn't have a parent to earn money for him, nor does he have an apotropos who's taking money, taking care of his assets, he has to make a living himself. So how can he sell or buy anything? If miikara din deraisa, a cotton can't sell and he can't buy. So how's he going to make a living? So they made a takana with the rabbanan if he's a putos and he's a yosem and hotnish can apotropos. So mikcha mekcha chamem kera memcha b'metalfalim midirabbanon, the special takanim midirabbanon. Ukeneg da miktano mizgareshes bikidushi aviha. What if let's say a girl is a young girl, the girl was married off by her father. So that's an eshes ish deraisa. The father can marry off the daughter even when she's one day old. It's not meshugan if he marries her off at such a young age. But if he does it, so the girl becomes an eshes ish. So then when you give the get, when you want to give the get, so you can give the get to the girl. If the girl is only one day old, or she's 1 or 2 years old, she won't understand anything. What's she good? Has to be a minimum age that it should be Mishalcha Beine Chazeres. Yeah? If she's not royal Abiyah before the age of 3,
yeah.
Okay, what do you mean engaged? In what sense engaged? Yeah, you can become a Kadesh. The father marries her off.
Can they marry off earlier?
Yeah. Yeah, the Mishnah says, "Tinek bas yomechad miskadeshes b'kiddushi kesef ishtar." Yeah. If the father marries her off, she can be mikodeshes. The machloek, the shaila is, what if she's not even born yet? What if the father marries off the daughter who isn't even born yet? So that's a shaila of davar shel avol yoyim. So that's
Avida Da'asa, she's pregnant, so
it's
a... Avida Da'asa is according to Rav Meir. According to Rav Meir, that you can sell Paris Dekel because it's Avida Da'asa, so if the mother is pregnant...
Okay.
Okay.
Go either way.
Okay. So the Rambam passed into Dover. Yeah. Above what? Dover Shalom Baliyam should be no good. Should be no good. So the Rambam usually paskins Dover Shalom Baliyam is no good. You cannot make a kinyan on a Dover Shalom Baliyam. And here is a Shver Rambam. The Rambam paskins like that Tanu says that if the father marries off his daughter who wasn't even born yet, his wife is pregnant, and he marries off if the wife isn't even pregnant, or the wife is pregnant, it's not even Hukarubra. Hukarubra is after 3 months of pregnancy. So it's not even Hukarubra. So then it's a Dovah Shalom Bali Olam that Reb Meir would hold Mekudeshes, and the Chachamim would say Seinim Mekudeshes. But if it is already Hukarubra, she's pregnant 3 months. So the Rambam paskins that the Kiddushin is Chal, but it's not a complete issues, and after the baby is born, the Chosin should marry her again. So no one knows what the Rambam is talking about. What? Why is it Chal? It's still a Dovah Shalom Bali Olam. What good is it? Kozman, the baby isn't born. It's a Dovah Shalom Bali Olam. The Rambam quotes the Tana, that Tana holds like Reb Meir, the Dovah Shalom Bali Olam is good, but we don't hold like Reb Meir.
How old does it be the Chosin?
The Chosin has to be Bar Mitzvah. The Chosin has to be Bar Mitzvah, has to be have Das. The Kala has to have Das also, or the father. So the Kala has a father who's Mekabel HaKesed Kiddush.
The Meron is just born. This is a year old.
The father has the right to marry off the daughter.
The Gemara says that it's stupid. The Gemara says that it's improper. That a father should marry off the daughter because she may not have a happy marriage later on, just because he decided that this is the boy for his daughter. She'll grow up and she'll have a different taste. So the Gemara says in Kiddushin that it's improper for a father to marry off the daughter. Until she's old enough to agree, to know what she's talking about, that she's in agreement. Tosfos says that the minig of the Balei HaTosfos was that they used to marry off their daughters before Bas Mitzvah. So they ask, it's in violation of this Gemara's recommendation. So they say, we'll never know, there may be redifus, the father may be killed, they lived through the crusade period, he can lose all of his money. Me are there, what's in store in the future? So that's why, if they have a shidduch already at the age of 10, so they marry off the daughter at the age of 10. And what will be, we'll see what will be. That's what Taisa says, that they were in violation of the Gemara's Eitzah, not to marry off the daughter before Bas Mitzvah, when she's a little bit mature. Bas Mitzvah is also pretty young. But Chotsh, the age of 12, and she agrees to marry the boy. So Taisa says the Balei HaTosfos used to violate that Eitzah because it was a Shas HaDchak by them. Yeah? I was never there. If the father marries off the daughter, so the father's a balabas to do bal korcha. The Gemara says that it's stupid. She's not going to have a happy marriage if he sticks her with a chosin that she's not happy with. So the Gemara says that it's an avla gedoyla, but it's not considered a kedushin bal korcha because the father was maskim. If the father's not maskim and the girl is not maskim, then it's not chal. That's kedushin bal korcha. That's not chal. But if the father's maskim and the girl is still a ktana up until the age of 12 and a half, then the kedushin is chal. So the Gemara says, what if you have a girl who is an Eishes Ish Deraisa because the father married her off when she was a little girl, and then the husband wants to divorce her so he can give the get to the wife? How old does the wife have to be that she should be able to be mekabel a get? So he said she doesn't have to be a gedola even before bas mitzvah. You can also give her a get because you don't need das or isha by the get. Strictly speaking, the get can even be given bal korcho shalo isha. It's an isser. She just has to understand what it's all about. So that's what the Gemara says. Tzorah v'zor ke'egez v'noitla, that's not good enough. You have to have a little more understanding to be mekabel get. So the Gemara says, Higil onis haputois. That's already enough seichel to understand, and then the get would be good. It's a good get on the level of deraisa to be mekabel get. So that's what Rabbi Chana Wasserman points out, an interesting thing. We pointed out a few times. Last week and before Purim, we pointed out a few times. You have many times in the Gemara a din derabbanan that reflects a din deraisa. Called the tikkun rabbanan came deraisa tikkun. A lot of times, if you look into the din derabbanan, you can figure out what the din deraisa were that led the chachamim to make such a funny takana. It must be patterned after something. They didn't just pull it from thin air. So Rabbi Chana Wasserman has in his sefer on Yevam, as he points out here, haputas mikcha mekach memkera memka bimetaltalim. That's a takana derabbanan. Here it says le'el nuntes. We skipped around 20 block Gemara because the Gemara quoted many different takonis. Many different takonis that were made by the Rabbanan in different areas of Allah. So one of them was this. the parents are not alive, and you have Yisoyim Ktanim, and they have no apotropis. They want to run things on their own. They have no apotropis taking care of their money. They have no parents. So how are they going to make a living? So the Tanoim made a takonim of Nechikin Oilam, Haputos, Mikhamekach, Lamkerem, Emkabim, Talflam. Once they reach the age, Kibar Shis, Kibar Sheva, the age of 6, the age of 7, they understand a little bit what business is all about. So they made a takana de Rabbonon that if they make Mekach and Memkach, they sell and they buy metalfalim is good. Real estate, you have to have more seichel for that because they can lose a million, they can gain a million also, but they'll probably lose. If they're selling, dealing in real estate with someone who's much older, so the stomach they'll lose their pit. But if they're just selling Kool-Aid, or they're just selling newspapers, so Mustama they'll win. Mustama they're not going to lose. Mustama they know. It's a nickel a cup of Kool-Aid, or you sell a newspaper for half a dollar, whatever it is. So that they'll have enough seichel to understand. So they made such a takana de Rabbanon. So Rabbi Chana Vassman says, what is that pattern after? Is there any called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein Deraisa Tikkun? Is there any Din Deraisa that depends on that stage of mental development? Hapu'utais, from the age of Kibar Shis, Kibar Sheva, when they reach the age of 6 or 7, what is the Kein Deraisa that was patterned after? Is up there. Look in this Gemara that we just learned. Hapu'utais, Mikra Mekam, Kerem Amkab, Ebentalpan, that's a Din Derabbanon, but then it's patterned after the Din Deraisa. Connect the Miktano, Mizgaresh, it's Bikidushi Aviho. That's a Din Deraisa already. That a Ktana can be Mekabala get, that's a Din Deraisa. But she has to be Mishalcha V'chazer, she has to have enough seichel to understand. Should be Einachazeris, should be Mishalcha V'Einachazeris. So the Gemara thinks, Rava thinks that that's a Shia Deraisa. Haputois is a Shia Deraisa B'negiyah to Kapolos Aget. So once such a Shia, once such a mental, a degree of mental development exists, B'negiyah to a Din Deraisa of Kapolos Aget, so they pattern the Din of Mekach HaMemka by Putois after that Din Deraisa by the Get. Even though by Mekach HaMemka you need Das, Menatoyra. To sell, to buy, you have to be a Bar Das. To be a Bar Das, you have to be Bar Mitzvah. So that was the takana de Rabbanon, that you don't have to be bar mitzvah, but you have to have chodesh seichel. So what age corresponds to seichel? That's puuta. You have to have enough seichel for that. And then the third shear in mental development was higil oynis nedarim. So we said last week, oynis nedarim means a year before bar mitzvah. A year by a boy, the boy becomes bar mitzvah at the age of 13. So when the boy reaches the age of 12, a girl becomes bar mitzvah at the age of 12, at the age of 11. A year, usually, a year before, sometimes the boy or the girl won't become bar mitzvah at 13. You have to have shana v'simonim. Shanim is 13 years in a day. V'simonim is shtei Cyrus on the Eva Ha'erevon. So what if the boy doesn't develop, his body is not developed, the boy, the girl, they don't develop shtei Cyrus till the age of 15, till the age of 19. So they don't become bar mitzvah until then. So then you go and you have to look backwards in retrospect. A year before they became bar mitzvah, that's called the year linus nadarm. It's not always going to be 11 by a girl, and it's not always going to be 12 by a boy. It always depends on the self. When do they actually become by mitzvah b'poel mamish? Then you look back a year before, it's called, that's Rashi Shita. Rashi and Taisis. Rover Rishon. The Rambam has a different Shita. But that's how most of the Rishonim learn. Higia lo'inus nadarim, when the child reaches the year before bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, that's a din, that's called mufla ha'samach liyish. The pasuk says, Isha Isha Kiyafli Linda Neda Nozel Lahazel Hashem. So what kind of a lotion is that? Kiyafli. Yafli, Rashi says, Yifarish Bisfasav Parle Belas, when he'll speak. Isha Isha Kiyafli Linda Neda Nozel Lahazel Hashem. I usually ask boys who come, boys who want to apply to the kolo. So depending on what mesichta they learn, so if I had them, so that's usually one of the questions I ask, can a woman be Mekabel Naziris? Can a woman be Mekabel Naziris? So the Beferish and Mishnah is about it, that yes. But I want to know if they know it's a Fasik and Chumash. Isha, Isha, Kiyapli, Linda, Neda, Nozir, Lahazir, Hashem. And Purim, the boys put on a skit in the yeshiva. So they're making fun of all the different women's issues. So they had one boy was imitating me. So he was asking Rebel Yeshvei whether a woman can become a Nazir or not. Because they all know that that's one of the questions that I ask. So they had the whole eight sons, but Rabbi Yishrei said, Chvesnish, the woman can become a Nazir or not, I don't know, but one thing for sure, she can't get smicha. Because they had in the Purim issue of the school newspaper, they had a picture the way Dr. Lehm is giving honorary smicha, the Chag HaSmicha, to Monica Lewinsky. So they had, Rabbi Yishrei was making a comment. That one thing I know for sure, I don't know if she can become a Nazir, but she can't get smicha. That was the joke in the yeshiva. So there's a... So the Gemara learns that from that pasuk. Isha Isha Kiyafli Linda Neda Nozer Lahazel Hashem. Is there too many verbs there? Kiyafli Linda Neda Nozer. It's too much there. So the Gemara says it's Marbe. So many extra words is Marbe that normally you should say to take a neda in his ish, ears, to take out a neda, you have to be a bar mitzvah, you have to be a bar das, and if the child is not bar mitzvah, bar mitzvah, so the neda is not chal. So the ribui, there's so many verbs, so it's marbe even a year before bar mitzvah, that's what we call a mufla, a samach liyish, the year before bar mitzvah, even though they don't, al pidin, they're not called a bar das, that's enough for das haflo. That's what we spoke last week, that the das that's needed for nedarim shvuos 2 weeks ago. You don't need such a high level of das. A lower level of das is also sufficient. And that's why the din of HaTorah Nedarim, that the Bezdin can declare that it's a neder b'toras. If you would have realized that you're going to get into trouble, would you have taken a neder? He says, no. So they say, mutalach, mutalach, mutalach. They declare it as a neder b'toras. So that's only by Nedarim. That's only by Nedarim and Afrashas Trumas and Maises, those kind of things. Because you don't need such a high level of das that can be knocked off more easily. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. This halacha mufla hasamach liyish the year before bar mitzvah, the year before bas mitzvah, that they can take a neder and the neder is binding. That's a machlokes in the Gemara in Nida. Whether that's a drasha gemura deraisa, that's only an asmachta. That din of mufla hasamach liyish. And halacha lemaisa, it's a machlokes the Rambam and the Ravid. Whether it's a din deraisa or a din derabbanan. The Rambam writes that it's a din deraisa, and the Ravid paskin that the whole din of mufla hasamach liyish the year before bar mitzvah. That you can take a net, it's only a din de rabbon. So Ravi quotes this din. He gives oinus nedarim when the boy or the girl reaches oinus nedarim a year before bar mitzvah, a year before bas mitzvah. So the din is nedrehem neder behagdesh and hagdesh. They have das for inyoni haflo. They can make a neder neziris. They can take a neder a shvua. They can be magdish. They can't do mekach memkar on the din on the level of the rice, but they can be mafresh trumas and maizus. Anything that's negeta haflo, anything that's chalik de amira, is good. Ukenegdon, that's one thing. Ukenegdon biktano choy letzes. And if the girl is a ktano, a year before bas mitzvah, we would allow her to do chalitza. They say, what do you mean chalitza? It means like this. The father married her off when she was only 10 years old. And then the husband died and he had no children. Obviously from this little girl, she was 10 years old, she never had any children for sure. But he never had any children from any previous wife or from any Zayna either. Yiddish Zayna. If he had from a Goyish Zayna, it doesn't matter. Because the blood of Kemoisa says the child is a Nochri. But if the man ever had children from any Jewish woman, whether it was wife or his Pilegish or whatever, so then there's no din of Yibam Machalitza. So let's say the man was married to this woman, she was only 10 years old, and then the husband dies and he has no children, so the wife needs chalitza. So can the brother of the nifta do the chalitza now when the girl is only 10 years old? So that's where Rava says, no, you have to wait till a year before bas mitzvah. When she's a year before bas mitzvah, then Rava says she can perform the chalitza.
Get, she can take before the chalitza.
Yeah, get, she can take before, yeah, because the get doesn't need das at all. It just means that it should be Mishalcha Beinu Chazeres. So that's good enough from the age on of Higia Loinus Afur. Yeah, Chalitza, she has to take off his shoe, and she has to have him, she has to speak, and she has to have in mind Kavanas Hefel Ashu. He and she.
He doesn't do it. That's not Ma'akev, is it?
If who doesn't do what?
If she doesn't take off his shoe.
Yeah, that's the chalitza. That's the whole chalitza. The three parts of the chalitza. Yeah, three as abstukim. He says lo chafatzti. She says mein yibam el hakom l'shem l'insol lo yaviyam. He says lo chafatzti l'kachtan son. And she says kachol yosel l'shishel l'yivnes beisof. So the amira is not miyakev. Then the spitting we paskin is also not miyakev. After she's finished, supposed to spit on the floor, but taking off the shoe. That everybody agrees. That's miyakev. That's the essence of the chalitza. But the taking off the shoe is not enough. You have to have that achis kavin who. Bitiskavin, you have to have the Yavama, the Yalmana has to have in mind that by removing the shoe, this is Mata Herlashuk, and the Yavam has to have in mind that when she takes off the shoe, she has to understand she becomes Materas Lashuk. If he comes to the shoe store to buy a pair of shoes and she puts on a shoe and she takes it off, and she has in mind to become Materas Lashuk, and he doesn't have in mind, he just came to buy a pair of shoes, so then it's no good. That's not a good Chalitza, that's Mata. You have to have Achis Kavna Shneya. So the shaila is, how old does the Yavama have to be? Sometimes she's a little girl. Her father married her off when she was 9-10 years old, and the husband dies, let's say he's killed in the army or something, and then you have to have chalitza. So how old How long does she have to wait to perform chalitza? So Rava sounds like he said a year before bas mitzvah. Keneg de biktana means he gear line is done. A year before bas mitzvah. That's the big tesis of here. Keneg de matana. But we don't paskin like that. There's a machlokes hatanoim in Mishnayis and Yevamos where the ketana can do chalitza on it. So Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion, Rabbi Yossi Mechalafta is of the opinion that ketana can do chalitza. But the Gemara says we don't paskin like that. A ketana cannot do chalitza. The Gemara says ish ksiv v'parsha the Yovam for sure has to be bar mitzvah. That everybody agrees because it says. The word ish appears. I already forgot the whole parsha. It says the word ish, and the word ish has the connotation of ish prat lekotam. Ish prat lekotam, and we paskin o makshinon ish eli ish. Oh, this is egla rufo. Huh? Kocha yasal ish, asher lo yivnes beisachem. So since it uses the word ish. So that's a miut ish prat lekotam. So that everybody agrees that the yovam has to be bar mitzvah. Let's say Grada, you have a relative. He just died. A relative just died a half a year after he got married. Obviously, his wife isn't pregnant. She doesn't have any. Not obviously, she's not pregnant. She doesn't have any children. He never had. He's a young man himself. Had no children. So his brother has to do chalitza. So the din is you have to wait till the brother's going to be bar mitzvah. The brother's a little boy. He can't do chalitza. So the woman has to wait. Till the brother becomes bar mitzvah. That everybody agrees, because ish ksiba parsha, ish means bar mitzvah. What if the girl is not bas mitzvah? So Rabbi Yossi says that's okay. There is no pasuk that says that the yevoma has to be bas mitzvah. And we don't paskin like that. We paskin umakshin and ish eliyish. We paskin that there's a hekesh between the yevoma and the yovam. Just like he has to be bar mitzvah, so too she has to be bas mitzvah. So that's Tosfos's difficulty with this Gemara. How does Rava say, keneg de biktano? Cholet says that a year before bas mitzvah we would allow the girl to perform chalitza, but it's Rava speaking, and Rava himself says that that's only Rav Yosi's sheet that we don't paskin like that. So Taisa says that's what he means over here. He means aliba de Rav Yosi. He means it doesn't mean aloha lamaisa. He means aliba de Rav Yosi, according to the Tana Rav Yosi, who does permit a ktana to do chalitza. This man is a year before bas mitzvah. You need a later age. More seichel than al pidin. Strictly speaking, we only call a das after bas mitzvah. But you need more seichel than for kabbalas aget. Kabbalas aget the ginuk putois, which is kibashis kibashev, is 6-7 years old. And in order to have enough seichel to participate in chalitza, you have to have more seichel than that.
And if she does,
yeah, the father. Yeah. It depends if she's an arusa or an esua. If she's an arusa, right, for sure the father can take it together. If she's an esua, so most of the rishonim say no. Most of the Shem say no. There's a Taisus in the first paragraph of Kiddushin raises the possibility that yet, but we don't hold like that. After Nisun, she's Yotze Meshus Aviyah, so the Oy's father. The father is, she's not Meshus of the father. Right. Either after Bagrus, after the age of 12 and a half, she's no longer Meshusoy, or after Nisun. After Nisun, she's no longer Meshusoy, so he's not a Balabas to receive the get anymore.
Does she have a choice? She gets married when she's 3 years old.
Yeah.
Now, So no one has actual deal until like 12 or 15. So then she wakes up and she says, I don't have anything to do with this guy. Is she forced into it anyway? Or can she?
She's married. The father married her off, so she's married to Natera.
Right.
No one can force her into living with the husband. The Rambam writes a Lashon, B'nai Yisrael are not kishvui eskarev. They're not captives of war. If she doesn't want to live with her husband, so the Bezdin will not force her to go with her husband. But the Bezdin will also not force the husband to give a get. Sometimes they will and sometimes they won't. It depends. If it's a reasonable idea that she doesn't want to, the guy is 85 years old and she's only 15. So if it's a reasonable...
she doesn't like him, that's all.
Yeah.
Okay, it depends. So sometimes the Bezdin will force the husband to give her a get. And sometimes they'll only recommend. Sometimes they'll recommend strongly, sometimes they'll recommend lightly.
And that kind of a deal where he bought her when she was 3. So there was money transacted. So then does he have to give, assuming that she doesn't go through with it when she's 12?
Yeah.
Is it okay to make the money go back then through?
What do you mean there was money transacted? He gave her a ring.
The husband says, providing that she comes to me when she's 12 or 15 years old. If not, I gave you $10,000 to
to purchase her when she was three? No,
he doesn't purchase. You buy an Amahai Bria, yeah, it worked for you.
But that's what that's
he gave an Adam.
That's an Amahai Bria.
That's it. Really given the nun.
But the Chassan gave the girl's father money.
Sure.
If he gave on a condition, so he has the right to get it back. What's Damadin? Let's say a man gets married, and then after 50 years he decides to get divorced. And the ring that he gave her was worth $500, $300, whatever. Is he entitled to ask for the ring back after he gets divorced? So there's a Gemara in Bava Basra that has a discussion. I would have thought this should be in Kiddushin or in Gittin somewhere. Not there. There's a Gemara in Bava Basra. The Gemara has a discussion whether Kiddushin litivue nitnu sivert eingesunken litva banohar means to drown. So do you say Kiddushin litivue nitnu? The money sank. Goodbye, you're not going to get it back. Or the Kiddushin is not litivue nitnu. So it's a discussion in Shulchan Aruch. Does the husband have the right? After 50 years, they already have great-grandchildren, and then they decide to get divorced, the husband doesn't have the right to ask for the Kesef Kiddushin back. The Pashta says that not. The Pashta says he has no right to ask it back. But Sam Rishayim learned the Gemara that he has a right to ask for it back. Mm-hmm. Rather, this din that we paskin, this machlekes Rabbi Yosi Nechachomim, whether a ketana can do the chalitza or not, whether ketana can do chalitza, and we paskin, no. So the Mishnah has a din in Yevamis. It's only the end of Yevamis. What if the girl was a ketana and they went ahead and they did the chalitza? And now it's very difficult to repeat the chalitza.
It's the same question. If she's a ketana and she doesn't have the simoni, so you all have the same problem.
If she's a ketana.
Yeah, she's a gedola. Doesn't have simoni. You find out later on she doesn't have simon. You have the same problem.
That's always a problem. Whenever a woman comes for chalitza, so we paskin the woman has to be a gdailo.
Right.
So how do you know that she has shtei sairis? Maybe the reason why they had no children is because she loyev shtei sairis. How do you know? So the rabbanim are going to go look at her body. So usually what happens is that the woman who comes for chalitza is already over 35 years old. No, very often. A couple. They were married, they never had any children. So usually the woman, very often, now unfortunately in Eretz Yisrael, you have young almanas. People are killed in the army. So you have young almanas, 17, 18, 19 years old, they have an almana. But usually in Chutz La'aretz, you don't have people killed in the army like that. So you have older almanas. So the Masada Chalitza will always say, I remember once my father was doing a Chalitza, so he didn't want to hurt the woman's feelings. So he said in Yiddish to the Bochum who were there, to the Bezen, he said in Yiddish, it's obvious that the woman is over 35 years old, so therefore we don't have to be Beidik for Simonim. Because the Gemara has a din, one is, the person says, Yimeshin is saying about him Shivim Shana. And a person lives a life to the age of 70, that's a full life. And more than that, there's already a bonus. So the Gemara has a halacha based on this. When a person, since 70 years old, is Yimeshin is saying with Shivim Shana, so once a person reaches Roiv Shneisov, a person passes the age of 35, he gets the honorary degree of a bar mitzvah, even if he was loy hevish tei sairis. Normally a child becomes bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah at the age of 12 or 13, but that's only provided that there's tei sairis. And normally we assume a normal girl at the age of 12 probably has tei sairis. A normal healthy boy at the age of 13 probably has tei sairis. What if they don't have tei sairis? So then the Gemara says, one way to become bar mitzvah is if you survive till the age of 35. He gives the Rav Shneisov, then he gets the honorary title of being a bar mitzvah. If sometimes you can ascertain that a person is a saris or a person is an islandist, if the whole body didn't develop normally, and they're never going to have shtei saris, and then they can become bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah earlier at the age of 20. But that for that you have to have simoni saris or simoni islandist to know that the body is developing differently. So before you perform a chalitza, we paskin a ketana cannot do a chalitza. So how do you know if the woman is a gdola? How do you know that she has shtei sairis? So if the woman is obviously over the age of 35, so then it's easy. Sometimes not so easy to tell if she's over 35. So you ask for her passport, or you ask for her birth certificate, or driver's license or something. So you'll figure out that you don't have to tell her why you're asking
and
for.
She's under 35,
under 35, then you have to have somebody be boidic this month. You have a woman, not a man.
Why don't we line up as well? There's something to buy a cotton with a bar mitzvah.
Right. So the Gemara says, with respect to Dinim de Rabbanon, that you can be mitzarif the cotton to a minion is only a din de Rabbanon. You can get an aliyah, it's only an issue of the rabbanon. You can daven for a nomen, it's all dinim the rabbanon. The abalkar is all dinim the rabbanon. So, with respect to the dinim the rabbanon, we rely on this chazak, the ruba de leisa kamon, that every boy, most boys at age 13 have shtei stars. But to be innate by kiddushin leisach nish, to be innate by get, kiddushin is at this lahachmir. So maybe then you can let him be innate by kiddushin leisach nish. But to serve as innate by get, lahokel, that not. Or the Gemara says, for chalitza purposes, you have to have that it should be bar mitzvah. So that you have to check to see if he has the shtei stars. You shouldn't rely on the chazok of the rabbi. Why don't we say that what?
Once a woman calls she bechlal amir.
What do you mean calls she bechlal amir as what?
As if her statement's upon
venue. Yeah, it's nothing to do with it.
So even she's not 20 years old.
No, that's what we learned out from the pasuk. It says ish. Ish means you need bar mitzvah for the yavam. And then we say there's a hekesh makshinan ish aliyish. Rabbi Yossi says you don't. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold from the hekesh. Rabbi Yossi says even a ktana can also do chalitza provided that it's within the year before bas mitzvah. We don't pass him like Rabbi Yossi. We pass him, she has to be a gdaila. It's not enough that she's able to say. She has to be a gdaila mama.
That's a definition of a gdaila.
Yeah. So if you check the passport and you see that she's not 35 years old, you're not going to have one of the rabbanim to check her body to see if she has shtei saris. So the Gemara says, you have a woman check to see. What good is it if a woman checks? The halacha says you need two kosher eidim. So the Rishonim said, because Leoilam, we know that there is a chazaka de Rava. We assume what Rava said there, that the Ruba de Leisa Kamon is that she probably does have shtei saris. But there's a chashash that maybe she's from the miyud. So if a woman will be bait, you can say that the girl has shtei saris, good enough, we rely on the chazaka de Rava. That's how the Rishonim say over there. So here there's a Mishnah in Yevamis. When the Mishnah in Yevamis presents this is talking again la locha. Sometimes comes up. Mishnah in Yevamis has this machlegis Rabbi Yosi nachachamim. Rabbi Yosi says we would permit the ketana to perform the chalitza within the year before bas mitzvah. And the chachamim disagree because makshina yishul yish that you have to have a gdailah. So then the Mishnah says, but what if b'diyeved? They made a mistake and they did like Rabbi Yosi. They made a mistake and they went ahead and they allowed the ketana to do chalitza. And then the oven went back to South Africa. And it cost a fortune to have him come back again. So what's the din b'diyeved if they went ahead and they did chalitza when Yevama was a ktana? So the two girsas in the Mishnah, what it says, whether b'diyeved the chalitza is good, or b'diyeved the chalitza is no good. How can it be good b'diyeved if you say it's a pasuk, if it's a din d'oraisa? L'chatchila b'diyeved is only under rabbanon. Midrabbanon l'chatchila should be machman b'diyeved, it's good the way it was. But on the level of d'oraisa, you never have any l'chatchilas and b'diyeved. The mitzvahs you have. And mitzvahs, you have the chatchila here, the chalitza itself. The chatchila should do chalitza with the kriyas apsukim, with the rikike. That's a mitzvah b'shleimus. And b'diyeved, if you did the chalitza without the rikike, without the kriyas apsukim, so b'diyeved, you yotze the mitzvah shalom b'shleimus. The chatchila should have tzitzis, tchelis with lovon. And b'diyeved, if you have lovon without the tchelis, you yotze the mitzvah tzitzis shalom b'shleimus. The chatchila, you have a korban chatzis, you should be doos rikas on four corners of the mizbeach. And b'diyeved, if you only did one out of the four zrikas, is also good. And mitzvahs there, I see, you have many times l'chatchila b'diyeved. But in an iser, the heter issue, you only have l'chatchila b'diyeved on the level of the rabbanon. So how can the Mishnah say? How could the Taisus say asks on Yevamis? How could there be one girsa in the Mishnah? The girsa Hayushalmi is like that. The b'diyeved it's good. How can there be a girsa that b'diyeved the chalitza's haktana is good? If makshina nishaliyish means a hekish, hekish means that it's a din deraisa. Huh? But if you don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, how can you be samech if you don't pass?
If it passes Rabbi Yossi, it's not accepted la locha.
According to Rabbi Yossi, it's good la chatchila, and according to us, it's no good at all. Period. Yeah. It's no good. We don't pass like Rabbi Yossi. So Taisus says, from that girsas Hayushalmi the Mishnah, you see that makshin and ishaliyish is only a make believe hekish mid the rabbanon. Min atar there is no such hekish. Liyoylam Rabbi Yossi is right that a ketana is chaletz. And the Chachamim say a ketan ain't a chalitz because you have a hekesh. The whole hekesh is only a chumah midrabbanan. Midraisa the ketana can do chalitza. So that's why if it's b'diyeved, they already did it, and he's not here. He went back to South Africa. He went back to Hungary, whatever. And it's going to cost a fortune to go have him come back again to repeat the chalitza. So then there's one gears of the b'diyeved. It's good. So that's what some pasukim discuss. What if it's a shas atchak? Well, let's say a case like this. The brother came from South Africa, a face, Sid Shiva. He heard that the brother died, came to Sid Shiva with the family, and then he's gone back. And the girl is not going to become Bas Mitzvah till later. And now he came. You're going to wait till later, it's going to cost, let's say, a fortune of money. Now, nothing costs a fortune of money. You buy a ticket, it's much less expensive. But let's say 100 years ago, 150 years ago, he happens to be here now, and he's not going to come again. So the woman is going to remain Agvuda for the rest of her life. So that's what some Paschim discuss, that we have a klal in Dinim Derabbanan. In Dinim Deraisa, you never have like that. And Dinim Derabbanan, when you have a din, that a din Derabbanan, so you have different Dinim Derabbanan. Sometimes a din Derabbanan was even Gemach Gibon, Azach Chomadikah din, that even Bidiyevit. Treif is Treif, and Asim is Asim, even Bidiyevit. And sometimes they made a din Derabbanan. Lachatchid, you shouldn't do it, but Bidiyevit, it's kosher. Bidiyevit, it's mutter. Lacha Mais is mutter. So when you have such a din Derabbanan, that's not so Chomer. That it's only the whole din that was only instituted mid the rabbanon lechatchila. So then you say that shasat. Sometimes you don't always say. Sometimes you say b'shasat chak we allow you to do lechatchila, but normally is only accepted b'di'evit. Sometimes you say like that. So that's what Paschim discuss about this also. What if you should? If one should assume that a ketana b'di'evit chalitzos a ksheira, because mikra din you really paskin like Rabbi Yosi. So b'di'evet the chalitza would be good if a ketana does this. So what would you say lachatchila if it's a big shasat chak? Well, the marshal they discuss a more that we don't really hold like that. We hold that even b'di'evet is not good by the ketana. What comes out more lamaisa comes up like this. There is a din that when the husband dies, you're not allowed to do yibum until 3 months go by. You have to see whether the woman is pregnant or not. Maybe the alman is pregnant. What if you know that she's not pregnant? She had a period, so obviously she's not pregnant. She has a pregnancy test. You know that she's not pregnant. And the Yonavi comes, let's say, you know that she's not pregnant. So that's the din that you're not allowed to, it's a loy plug the rabbanon. You're not allowed to do yibum until after 3 months go by. That's the halach havchana. You have to wait havchana 3 months. So then there's a din, mid the rabbanon. Since he can't do yibum until 3 months go by, so you're not supposed to do chalitza either. Until 3 months go by. That's not a din there, right? There no, why can't you do chalitza? Yibum, I understand. It may turn out that she's taka pregnant. So when you do yibum, it's an isa reishisach, it's an isa kares. The whole heter to marry your brother's almana is only b'moka mitzvah if she has no children. If she's pregnant and there's going to be a child, so it'll be back in isa kares. So we understand why you're not allowed to do yibum within the first 3 months. Why can't you do chalitza? So that's only a chumim b'derabar. So what happens if b'di'evit, you went ahead and you did chalitza within the 3 months? So then, that says also, many rishonim say b'di'evit, that's also two girsas. Many rishonim say b'di'evit, it would be good. So there, that's where the paskim have a serious discussion. Here by the ketana, we don't really paskim like this. We paskim, chalitza's ketana is no good, even b'di'evit. Period. It's no good, it's no good, so there's nothing to discuss. And we assume that this gemara, or connect the ketana chalitza, is only aliba de Rabbi Yosi. But like kaimalan ka Rabbi Yosi, we don't paskim like Rabbi Yosi. But by doing the chalitza within 3 months, that's what they discuss. The brother of the nifter flew in specially in order to attend the levaya, in order to sit shiva, and then he's going to go back right away. So, and he can't wait 3 months. He has to earn a living. He has to go back and make a parnasa. So you're going to make him come in and again. So today, the world doesn't come to an end. A couple of dollars will come in for business again. And this gefellow said, wait 3 months, and then either she'll go there or he'll come here. Well, let's say 150 years ago it was an expensive proposition. He can't put together so much money. He just blew in his whole life savings in order to come to the Levaya. And then he has to go back, yeah. So that's what the Marsham and the earlier the Poskim from around that time discussed. Maybe Bishas Atrak, maybe he can even be Mekel Lechatchila, like that.
What if there are other brothers? Okay, he does the Yibun of Shekhani. You say it doesn't work, but does it possibly the other brothers?
Yibum you do when she's a ketana would be good. Chalitza is not good when you do by ketana, yeah?
No,
he does chalitza.
Yeah.
You say it's no good. But does it possible, is there a zakha or a raya that it would possibly other brothers to do yibum?
From doing yibum? The Gemara discusses it, the Farish. What was it in Gittin? Could even be a Gemara in Gittin. Could even be that we learned it, huh? Did we learn it? And that's yeah. Reach of chalitza is patterned after reach. I get it. It's patterned after that. I think it's the beginning of the third parak. The Gemara talks katan or ketana.
The other brother shouldn't take.
Small belayla. cotton van pilyo. A cotton doesn't even pass a little. What if she's a ktana? Must be a beferish more here. If the yavam is a cotton, that's a discussion in the Gemara. What if the yavam is a ktana? You have to look in yavam. I don't remember. You have to look in yavam. Don't know.
Can chalitza be done during shiva?
L'chatchila for sure not, because you have to wait 3 months. If it's a big shas atchak, probably can be done. Shalitza, can you do chalitza when they're still oinin in? It's a big shas atchak, can you do chalitza mitzvah before the kvura? Should I say chalitza is the chamitzvah, and an oinin is not allowed to do a mitzvah? Or maybe I should say, dalmei hacha de mitzvah, so let him not do it as a mitzvah, let him do it as a mehetar. Let's say a man is an oinin, and he has to give his wife a get. That's not a mitzvah. He can give his wife a get even when he's an einan. It's not kavan ames to go. His father does that. He's busy divorcing his wife. He should pick a better time. But let's say that's the only time. Let's say his wife is going away on a business trip. She's not going to come back. He wants to give it a get. So you're allowed to give a get when one is in a state of aninus if you have no choice. But what about chalitza? So that's a discussion. The Behetah quotes that discussion. He quotes a machloikah. So some say no, because chalitza is a mitzvah, and the einan is forbidden to perform any mitzvah. So a get is nishke mitzvah. A get is listed in the minyan on mitzvahs. The Rambam lists off the Taryag mitzvahs, and he has the Reish Mem Ches mitzvah zes and the Shin Samachay mitzvah loy sesay. So the Rambam counts as one of the Ramach mitzvah sesay to give a get. But it's nishke mitzvah. We didn't do the mitzvah. None of us divorced our wives, so we didn't do a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah. It means if a couple doesn't get along and it's no good, so you give a get. It's a parsha. It's a parsha in the Torah. It's not, it's an ishkin mitzvah. Even if they're going to get divorced, it's not that they did a mitzvah. He once had a boy in yeshiva, a Svardish boy, didn't want to give his wife a get. So Rabbi Soloveitchik was talking himself blue. He couldn't convince him. Rabbi David Lifshitz couldn't convince him. And everybody, no one could convince him. Till Dr. Gaon, Zichron Levracha, came. The Sephardic chief rabbi from England came. He spoke to the boy 5 minutes. That was it. The boy was paranoid. He thought all the Ashkenazim are ganging up against him. He didn't want to listen. Gaon said, "You'll do a mitzvah. A mitzvah, that's it. That's it." Well, he told them also, "I'll put you in harem." That also helped. He said, "You don't give the get, I'll put you in harem." So that also helped. But the guy was walking around. He gave the get in Dobrinsky's office. I remember his pillow. The wife was sitting in our home waiting to see if she's going to agree to give the get. And 2 or 5 minutes, he convinced him to give the get. And he was walking around that day telling all the boys in yeshiva, "He did a mitzvah today. Ani gerashti et ishti, ani kiyamti mitzvah." But that's not a mitzvah. But chalitza tak is a mitzvah. Chalitza is a mitzvah. Tosis in the end of Maseches Nida brings a raya that chalitza is a mitzvah. There's a big discussion in Poskim. Let's say a couple was married, they never had any children, and the husband dies at the age of 120, and the wife is 119. So she's not interested in remarrying. She's 119 years old, not interested in remarrying. And she has a brother-in-law who's alive. Is there a mitzvah to do chalitza even if you're not interested in remarrying? Or is it only if you want to remarry, you have to have chalitza? So it's a big machloikis in Poskim. So the Beis Shmuel quotes, many Poskim say, yes, it's a mitzvah to do chalitza. It's not a matir. It's a mitzvah to do chalitza. How do they know it's a mitzvah? So Tosis proves it. Because on the level of the raisa, you said before, on the level of the raisa, you have to have the chalitza, you have to have the rekike, the spitting on the floor, you have to have the kriyas apsukim. But b'dieved, the rekike is not miyakev, and b'dieved, the kriyas apsukim is not miyakev. The only thing that's miyakev is the actual removing of the shul, the actual chalitza. So how do you have such a concept on the level of the raisa, chilik between l'chatchil and b'dieved? That's only on the level of the rabbonon. You never have on a deraisa level of l'chatchil and b'dieved. So the answer is, Tosis says, because it's a mitzvah. In mitzvahs, you always have l'chatchil and b'dieved. A mitzvah b'shleimusa is if you do it like this, and if you do it like that, it's a mitzvah shelo b'shleimusa. So Tosis proves that you see from the fact that you have a l'chatchil and b'dieved by chalitza, the chalitza is a mitzvah. So that's why many poskim are of the opinion that it's a mitzvah to perform the chalitza, even if she's not interested in remarrying at all.
Abba Shaul holds that you have to do yivam. He holds a mitzvah. Why, if you say chalitza is a mitzvah, so why should you make such a big difference?
No, the Mishnah says they're both a mitzvah. Mitzvah yivam koydemis le mitzvah chalitza. They're both a mitzvah. But the Mishnah says that mitzvah yivam takes precedence to mitzvah chalitza. Abba Shaul disagrees and he says no. Mitzvah chalitza koydemis le mitzvah yivam.
That's why we today, paskin like Ashkenazim, paskin like Abishol, that's why we don't allow Yibum. We say the mitzvah chalitza takes precedence. The Svardim paskin fraket, the Svardim paskin like the Mishnah, like the Stam Mishnah, the mitzvah Yibum kaidemis, the mitzvah chalitza. So by the Svardim, they always used to practice Yibum until Hakomas HaMedina. After Hakomas HaMedina, so they were afraid they're going to have a Medina with their Rabbanud. So half of the Rabbanim are going to be Ashkenazim, they won't allow their Balabatim to do Yibum. And half of them are going to be Svardish, and they will encourage their Balabatim to do Yibum. So it'll be a Hefkeris. Each Eda is going to be Faket from the others. So in Tavshin Ches, right after the Hakomas HaMedina, they organized a big Heskeim. They got all the Svardish Rabbanim to sign an agreement that they're not going to allow Yibum anymore. So this was going on for many years until Chacham Avadi Yosei printed a tshuva that the Haskeim Hazeh ain't lo shum tokef. What do you mean? How can you make a Haskeim against the Halacha? The Svardim Paskin La Halacha that mitzvus Yibum Kodemus L'mitzvah Chalitza. So he said this is before he was a chief rabbi, I think. When he was a chief rabbi, Mustama, they would have fired him. But before he was a chief rabbi, so he wrote a tshuva. He says, what do you mean they made a Haskeim? How can they make a Haskeim against the Halacha? The halacha by the Svardim is mekubal. That mitzvah is even kodem is l'mitzvah chalitz. So you have to leave it the way it was.
I remember that the rabbi was looking at it and showing that his brother came. His brother died. And he wasn't from at all. So they told him to go through a chalitza. And then the children. So it's there, echoed it. You know, the hope is. So the rabbi says, a hankim in the Torah. And Parshish Kisait says, a hankim in the Torah. He doesn't know there are good things in the Torah also.
In the case of the woman who's below 35 but has no siman, she's not allowed to do chalitza. What happened at that point?
She actually has no simanim.
She has no simanim.
Then you gotta wait till she reaches 35.
And he basically.
She can't remarry.
And he can't.
She can't.
What happens to him?
I mean, he's not married yet.
Right.
Let's say the Yavam is not married. He's not supposed to marry. It's like he's more than engaged.
Yeah,
he's more than engaged. Right. Yeah, there's Zika. He's not.
So he has to wait till she's 35. And then.
I think so. I don't know. Got to look in this. I don't know. But she for sure has to wait till she's 35. Possibly. Possibly you may make a hetamei rabbanim in that case. I don't know. Could be. It's interesting, this halacha appears many times in Shulchan Aruch, that Shas HaTchak Kediyeva Domi. That B'Shas HaTchak, not always, B'Shas HaTchak, we allow L'chatchila what usually is only Muta B'Diyeva. But some people don't know how to learn, so they don't realize that's only by Dinim D'Rabbonon. You never say that by Din D'Raisa. Shas HaTchak Kediyeva means like this, when the Chachamim introduce the Din D'Rabbonon, sometimes they introduce that Din Chomer D'Rabbonon, Din Chomer Miyor, it's Asa Behechlet, and no two ways about Din B'Diyeva, it's Asa. And sometimes they introduce a din derabbanan kal that it's a lechatchila tos. Would it be a din that Shas HaTchak Kediyeva told me? So it depends what you mean, Lamasha. Let's say I have tzitzis that only has lava and it doesn't have any trailers. Because I don't have any trailers. I don't know what the halazin is, I can't get any trailers. So you're gonna say, well, b'diyevet, if you would make tzitzis without trailers it would be good. So Shas HaTchak Kediyeva Domi. Avadin, knew it's better to do a half a mitzvah than to do no mitzvah at all. If that's the alternative, should I wear tzitzis which is an incomplete tzitzis that only has lava without trailers? Or should I not wear tzitzis at all? So Avadi say, that's a bad expression. Avadi say, Shas HaTchak Kediyeva Domi. We allow you lechatchila to do b'shas HaTchak. You have no prayer. What would only be good for the others? But that's
so
a poor.
What?
But I wanna fulfill the mitzvah of tzitzis. Don't have to, right? You don't have to. But I'd like to put myself into the chiyuv. The din is, if you wear a four kolam gamin, you mechuyev to wear tzitzis. If you don't wear a four kolam gamin, not mechuyev. If the fellow sleeps in the park, he doesn't need a mezuzah. If he sleeps in the house, he needs a mezuzah. Doesn't have to.
If he chooses to.
Chooses.
If he chooses to.
Chooses.
He
would. Oh, Okay, so which, I have three alternatives. So what should I do? Should I be mahadah not to wear a full coat of garment? Or would you say no? It's okay to do the mitzvah shalom b'shalom musa because my alternative will be not to do the mitzvah at all.
Yeah, but maybe I'm doing shalom b'shalom musa, but it's something wrong.
Who said it's wrong?
You're doing wrong in the sense you have a skinny, instead of having a fat healthy mitzvah, instead of having a big fat healthy mitzvah, you have a skinny ois gedarta mitzvah. Yeah, that's what we found. But the yevet, you yotze mitzvah shaloi b'shloi musa. So there we say
Shabbos like wearing it in the shisarabim. If the mitzvah shaloi b'shloi musa, maybe it's better not to do the put the four garments. You don't have to wear it.
That's about thrill.
That's how some are dying. Nah, why not?
But thrill, you can if you cannot put on shaliach mitzvah for whatever reason.
Each one's a separate mitzvah. No, that's
okay. Yeah. So what are you going to say? You shouldn't put out anything at all? No, so do what you can do. Do a half a mitzvah.
Each one is
separate. Yeah, the Rambam holds that Yad Rishon Rosh are two different mitzvahs. The other Rishonim hold that it's one mitzvah. But if you have one without the other, it's incomplete. So what's the alternative? You should not put on tefillin at all. Why should he not do it all? Chutz do it. It's better to do a half a mitzvah than to do a whole mitzvah. What if you have a different case? What if you have other cases where you have a lechatchila midyevin on the level of their Isa? So you also say Shas Hatchak Kediyevidomi. Doesn't say it anywhere. That's why just recently some people came up with a suggestion that the Gemara says Lachatchili shouldn't be Mekabel Gerim who are not too sincere. But Bediyevid, if you Mekabel is Gerim, so Bediyevid, the Gerim is good. So if you have a big Shas Hatchak, that you have pressures from the conservative and the reform, whatever, so maybe we should say Shas Hatchak Kediyevidomi. And Shas Hatchak, we allow Lachatchila, what's usually on the level of their Isa. Where do you ever say Shas Hatchak? Never. You never say on the level of their Isa Shas Hatchak Kediyevidomi. It's Amaratzis. Shas Hatchak Kediyevidomi is only on the Rabbonon. When you're dealing with an Isa de Rabbonon Kao, that you see that it's not so Chomer Baharai, the Bidiyevid, it's Mutter. So then the Rishonim say, if it's so Kao, the Bidiyevid is Mutter, so the Shas Hatchak will make it even Lachatchila. But if you're dealing with an issue that's an issue deraisa, you're not supposed to be makabel gerim who are not religiously motivated. If they're not sincere, if there's something incomplete, you're not supposed to be makabel gerim. That's a real din deraisa. That's not a chumra midirabona. That's not a din kal derabona. That's a din chumra deraisa. So where do you come off to say? By mitzvahs. We just said by mitzvahs there's such a thing. So he was saying that this is an improper thing. It's improper to be mekabel such ger. But if you mekabel a ger, so you did an avla, but the ger is chal. So the avla will still remain. The avla is an avla deraisa. The avla will remain. The ger will remain, and the avla will remain. So you don't say on the level of deraisa shas hatchak kediyevidomi. So some chacham wanted to prove that shas hatchak kediyevidomi is so strong that it even applies by the most serious cases. So to demonstrate that it even applies by the most serious cases, they quoted a case that's the least, the most kal case. They wanted to say a case of aguna. There's a din, if a woman is married and her husband drowned in the ocean, and you never retrieve the body. Mm-hmm. But you assume that he drowned. I mean, you're looking, the Coast Guard is looking, the Army, the Navy, everybody's looking, they didn't find the body. So we assume that he's dead, but the din is that she's not allowed to be married. That's what the Gemara calls Maim Shein La himself. Somebody drowns in the ocean, you didn't retrieve the body, so the woman is not allowed to remarry. So some poskim say that since the Gemara says that it be the Yevid, the woman would remarry, so we wouldn't insist that she has to get divorced. So some poskim want to say that in certain rare cases, we would say Shas Hatchak Kediyevidomi. So you see that Shas Hatchak Kediyevidomi even applies in the most chomedike cases. No, fakir, that's considered No. Yeah. On the level of the Reis, we assume that he's absolutely dead. And even on the level of the Rabbanon, that the woman is not allowed to remarry, it's only a chumra that she's not allowed to remarry. For all other intents and purposes, we assume that he really is dead.
Yes.
She's 100% dead. The Gemara tells a story that there was a man, Chesamachalev, who drowned in the ocean, drowned in the Mediterranean. They never retrieved the body. So one of the Amoraim takes a shvua, ochluhu, kavre, lechosa. The fish ate up chosa. So Rabbi Kivega on the side of the Gemara Yevamos, Frektakashi, quotes from the Rishon, how can he swear? He takes a hoelikit, he swears v'shem Hashem, that the fish ate up the body of chosa. So he quotes the kasha, how can he swear the fish ate him up? He's so convinced that the man is dead. So why don't we permit the woman to remarry? How can he swear? So Rabbi Kreger quotes all the Rishonim say the answer. For all intents and purposes, he's 100% dead. You know, and I know, and he knows, and the fish know. Everybody knows the man is dead. They made a chumrah with Rabbanah for some reason or another. Had a good reason why. The Gemara explains why. They had a good reason why they introduced the chumrah de Rabbanan over there. But it's a chumrah de Rabbanan. It's considered a dova kal de Rabbanan. It's not considered a din chumrah de Rabbanan. So on that din kal de Rabbanan, did he evident nisis, if she already remarried loy teitze? And some paskim say, we don't hold like that either, some paskim say that in some rare cases, we would say, the shas chatzchak de yevedon. But to quote that, and to demonstrate from that case of Maim Shein Lam Sof, that on all other cases, when something is good b'nieved that you allow lachatzina on a level of deraisa, never say like that. Shasat chakir yevedam is a klal in determining right which din the rabbanon is chum, which is kal, and different dinim the rabbanon you make them, different dinim rabbanon you machlam, but not in dinim deraisa. To be mekabel gerim improperly is a din deraisa. The Gemara says kashim gerim lisol kisapachas. What cancer is only with the rabbanon? Sapachas is deraisa. It's not a derabbanon. And then the Gemara concludes right before the Mishnah on Samachem and Aleph. What if the father died and he left children and the children are bar mitzvah? They're 17, 18, 19 years old and they go to university and they go to business school and they understand business. And they want to sell. Their father left apartment buildings, and he left stores, and he left a mall. He owns a lot of real estate. And these knackers want to sell the karkois that the father, and their mom is bar mitzvah. So after bar mitzvah, they can do it. They yarshin the money. It's all their money. The father died, so they get a birusha. So the Gemara says, no. Achi yehei ben esrim. If the little kids made their own money even before bar mitzvah, let's say they made their own money and then they made more money, then they put it in a bank and they invested in whatever they bought, they sold, and they made $1 million and now they want to buy karka, sell karka, buy gesundheit, sell, buy whatever you want. Karka, you have to be bar mitzvah. Metalkalim, they made a takana, you could even sell before bar mitzvah. Karka, you have to be bar mitzvah. But if they want to sell the karka that they got birusha from their father, linka b'nichsa yabba, they got birusha, that you have to be 20 years old. And if you sell before 20, it's not even chal. That's a din midirabbanim, because we're afraid that the big knackers who go to university may not understand the real estate well enough.
But to buy, they can. They can buy.
To buy, they can. To buy, they can. And once they bought from their own money, then they can sell it also before 20. From the father's money, they can
buy. We don't want the adama shel ha-mishpacha.
I don't know.
To buy, you can.
To buy, yeah. And even to sell what they bought. Even to sell.
If
they got karka birusha, so we're afraid that they may not understand well. Right. So we're afraid that they may not understand. Okay. That's right.
Who's going to stop them from selling here?
Maybe stock should be the same as karka? Could be. Bismanik Mada had no stocks. It means something that's not so obvious. Something that's a doctor's digger thing. Alpidin stocks is like metal.
It's
considered a cotton that we went right. It's considered a cotton.
Who's going to stop them? Bezin is going to stop them?
Yeah. Bezin will say that the sale is not valid. Or let's say they sold it. And then later on they realize that they fell in, and then they'll go to the Rabbanim, they'll ask an answer. So the Bezin will say, the sale is not valid, we'll give you back your money, and you give them back the real estate. If they sell and no one is Ma'ara, so you leave it like that.
Yeah, what happens if the other person sees that he cheated himself? Can he come and say, look, your sale wasn't a good sale? It goes both ways?
I would say that, yes. I would say before 20 is not chav. I don't know, you got to look in Chashim Mishpat, but I'm sure they discuss it. What if the other one backs in? I don't know. Let's see the next Mishnah. The age of 20. Don't know.
Yeah, they already did their eyes. The onshin that I did from the Bezin Shemal is not punished until the age of 20.
Yeah.
Well, how do you get the age of 20 like Abba Dead?
Don't know. It's for the young. Beneshim Lekoyach. Ben Esrim Lekoyach.
Yes.
So you don't go to the army until you're aged 1. I don't know. It's a good question. Don't know. Let's see the Mishnah. Ketana Shomer. This Mishnah is a repeat. This we already know all the dinim. Haketana Shomer his kabbali giti. A little girl is married. She's not even bas mitzvah. And the husband, they're holding by getting divorced already. So the ketana, the wife, who's a ketana, cannot appoint a shliach to receive the get on her behalf because he can't have a shliach. A cheshar to the katan cannot serve as a shliach for a gadol, nor can they appoint someone else as a shliach for them. Ketana shamer his kabbali gita, the ketana is the wife, and she appoints a shliach to accept the get for her. And a get, the shliach cannot act on her behalf, how she agiha get the other. The labal delivers the get, or the husband shliach delivers the get to the wife. Lefichach, therefore, emratza habalach zayachza. Let's say the wife is the ketana, she appointed the shliach, and the husband gave the get to the shliach, and then he changes his mind before the shliach gives it to Nisha. So the husband can back out, because kol zman the shliach doesn't give it to her. Shein hakot nois a shliach. The wife is a ketana, she cannot. The husband can change his mind till the get is chal. So if the husband already gave the get to the shliach of his wife, and the get was chal right away, then he cannot back out. But if the wife is a ketana and she appointed a shliach, so the din is a ketana.
How did he get there? It's assuming he took 2 months to get there to the wife, and he yells out, "We had that Gemara before."
Right. No, but here the shaila. Yeah, but here the shaila is the husband gave the get to the wife's shliach.
Right.
So the wife's shliach should be the gureshes right away. So the answer is no. But the wife is a ketana, so her shliach is the shliach. That's what it means. When the husband says, you deliver the get to the wife, it means he's appointing him as a shliach loy lov. He can't be giving the shliach to get the Torah shliach lekabbalah. He cannot serve as a shliach lekabbalah. So he serves as a shliach habal loy lov. That's only if the wife who is the ketana appointed the shliach lekabbalah. What if the father appoints? It means the girl never had nisuin. I'll be pashtus. If she had nisuin, so she's no longer Mishus Avia, so the father is out of the picture. He cannot be in the Kabbalah get. But if she didn't, she's only Minu Erisin, she didn't have Nisuan by us, we never have it like that. We have Nisuan right after the Erisin. We have the Chosin gives the ring and says, Harayat, that's the Erisin. Then they read the Ksuba, takes 5 minutes, and right after the Ksuba, they say the Bichas Nisuan, so that's the Nisuan. So we only have a 5 minute pause in between or less. We have a very brief pause in between the Erisin and the Nisuan. But Bismana Mishnah, Bismana Gemara, there was half a year in between, sometimes a few years in between. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about. If the girl's father, the girl is a ketana, but the father is not before by mitzvah, the father is a gadol already. The girl's father appointed the shliach lekabbalah, then when the husband gave the get to the shliach, to get his kal, then if the husband wants to change his mind, it's too late. So that din we know already. Hoy mer, now goes a new shayl. What if the husband tells the shliach like this? Hoy mer, ten getzeli ishtiyo, tenu, doesn't matter. Tenu getzeli ishti. If he says ten, he's talking to one person. If he says tenu, he's talking to a group of people. Doesn't make a difference. So he says, give this get to my wife in Mokum Pliny. Give this get to my wife in Philadelphia. So does he mean only in Philadelphia? And if the shliach bumps into the wife somewhere else, is no good? Or is it just Maramachim Mullah, just telling his wife? Oh. So the Mishnah assumes, ten gets at least in Maramachim Plain, and son of Maramachim, the shliach gave the get in a different place, and the din is that it's possible. The get is no good, because that's called shliach shashina b'shlichusa. If the shliach is mishana, then you can't say kimoso. The klal of shlucho shalorim kimoso, is only if he wasn't Mishana. If he's Mishana, Mishlichusa, so it's not Kimos. What if the husband says, Ten Gedzei Lishti, Harehi be Philadelphia, Harehi be Makam Pliny, and the son of the Makam, then it's kosher, he's just giving him our Makam, he's just telling him, you give this get to my wife, and I'll tell you what, here's her address. So he's just helping him out, he's giving him assistance, but that's not intrinsic in the meaning, it's not part of the meaning of Shlich. The same thing by the wife. What if the wife appointed a shliach lekabbalas aget, and she says, I authorize you to receive the get from my husband in Philadelphia. So then if the shliach is mishana and he receives the get from the husband some other place, no good. But if she says, I authorize you as a shliach lekabbalah to receive the get from my husband, and then she says, here's his address, here's his phone number, please get in touch with him. So then it's only maramachim ulo. Oishisham is kabbalagitim and maramachim plain and vikibbalah maramachim acher, puzzle. Allah, she says, Harehu b'makom plain, then it's only Mara Makom Hulo. And Rab Lazar Machshir, Rab Lazar disagrees. Sounds like he only disagrees on the Sefer, he doesn't disagree on the Reisha. He says when the wife appoints the Shliach le Kabbalas Aget, even if she sounds like she's saying, accept, I appoint you as a Shliach to accept the get from my husband in New York, is Lav Davke in New York. She's just giving the Ma'amok. When the husband appoints a Shliach Lahilochas Aget, and he says, Ten get that Lishli in Philadelphia, then we assume that he really meant it. That's a Tanai in the Shliach. But if the Rab Lazar, if the wife appoints a Shliach, the Kabbalas Aget, and she says, his Kabbal Giti Miyad Bailib in New York, we assume that that's just a Maram Ochim. Why should he distinguish? Why should Rab Lazar distinguish between the husband making a Shliach and the wife making a Shliach? When the husband makes a Shliach, we say it's like a Tanai in the meaning of Shliachis, the Mokam Agarishin. And when the wife makes a Shliach, it's not a Tanai. So the Gemara asks the Shaila, Rab Lazar, Mashna Reishin, the Lepalik, Mashna Sefer, the Palik. Why does Rab Lazar only disagree in the Sefer when the wife appoints the Shliach? And what about the narration when the husband appoints the Shliach? Mm-hmm. Then Rab Lazar seems to agree with the Tag, with the Chachamim, that it's a Kepeda. And for the Gemara, the difference is that the Baal's Das is needed for Gerishin. The Isha's Das is not really needed for Gerishin. Theoretically, the get could be given Baal Kochash Al Isha. So therefore, there's a different attitude when they appoint a Shliach. True, if the Isha says, I only appoint you as a Shliach to receive the get from my husband in New York. If she says, often a raid, I only appoint you. So only is only. But if she didn't say so, it's blessed. She just says, Tom, I appointed a Shliach to get the get from my husband in New York. So we assume that it's just a marmok. Because she knows the get can be given by Korcho, so she's not going to balabatav. She probably is not in the mood to be balabataving so much over here. That's where Blazer holds. Yeah, that's what he holds. Sure they are. It all depends. This is stump. This is the assumption is mana tanoim. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be the same as mana zen. Every case, you have to judge each case individually. That's the middle of nedori. You have so many dinim. When a person takes a neder, not to eat vegetables. What's included? Potatoes, onions. What's included in the word vegetable? So whatever it says there, the Rishonim say that's bosa makam or bosa zman. Whenever you're dealing with lashem and yodom, psychologically guessing what did the person have in mind, so it all depends bosa makam or bosa zman. If the psychology changes or the use of language usage changes, there's an issue. That's a shaila. Whether the person has nemonis. That's a shaila in the dorm also. Does the person have nemonis to say? Even though it echad them in Bisurim, but except it's connected to Chazaka, the umdina was fakeres, most people mean A, he says, no, I meant B. So the Mishnahis talk about it in the dorm. When is it Yebaglut? When is it Nishbaglut? Okay, this is a din. What's the next Mishnah? This is all umdinas. We don't understand. Let's see the next Mishnah. Havaligiti, a woman appoints a shliach lekabola saget. She says, she appoints a shliach to go to New York and get the get from her husband. But she's in Philadelphia and the husband is in New York. Now, it takes a few hours till you get. Yeah, she's an Ashes Kohen. So, Kozman, that she's still married with her husband, she's permitted to eat Truman. The minute they get the schal, she's not allowed to eat Truman. And she's not in contact with the shliach anymore. If he has a portable telephone, right. And she's about to eat Truman, she calls him up on the phone, she asks, did you receive the get yet? He says, no. Okay, so she knows that she's still an Ashes Kohen. She's Lad Truman. She has no way to reach the Shliach on a telephone. So she doesn't know whether he received the get. But she knows it takes a minimum of 2 hours to get from Philadelphia to New York. So she knows he didn't fly there by helicopter. If he's going to go by train or by car, so it's going to take at least 2 hours. Until he's going to find her husband, it'll take another route, whatever.
Telephone will help.
Let's say she calls the Shliach and the Shliach says, I didn't succeed in getting the get yet.
She
knows that she's still an Ashes Kohen, so she's permitted to eat Truman. But once the Shliach goes away, she has no telephone, she has no way to contact him. So the din is Ocheles b'Truman, she's permitted to continue eating Truman. Achi Yagia get Liyodo. Why? So the Mishnah is assuming that when she says, it depends what language she used. If she would have said his kabbali giti is a lashon on appointing you as a shliach lekabolas aget. So then the minute the shliach receives the get, she would be divorced. But because she used the lashon haveli giti, so that means the get is not chal till I get it. Yeah. Haveli giti is not the same as kabbali giti. Haveli giti means the get should not take effect till I get it. That's the question. What does that mean also? Yeah. What does Rashi say?
Until she gets the get with Yoda.
Lo teish luchi lekabolo. You should not become a shliach. Yeah, so that's later in the Mishnah. Yeah.
No.
That's later in the Mishnah. Rashi goes on later. Pashup shat haveli giti means do me a favor and convince my husband that you should serve as a shliach lohaylocha for him. That's the pashup shat. Pashup shat is, the Rambam has a different sheet. The pashup shat is there are only two kinds of shluchim in this parish. Either the shliach habal is a shliach lohaylocha saget, and the get is only chal when he delivers it to the wife, and the other kind of get is a shliach lekabala saget. So when she says haveli giti, so you're asking how is she a balabas to make this person a shliach lahilach? So the answer is she's not a balabas. She's just asking him, do me a favor, try to coax my husband that he should appoint you as a shliach lahilach. That's the pashup shot. The Rambam is mechadesh based on this mishnah, based on a couple of other mishnahs, that there are three kinds of shluchim. There's a shliach lahilach, then there's a shliach lekabala, and there's a third animal, a shliach lahavor. Okay. It boils down, came out to the same thing. The fancy Rama. The Pashup Shah believe out the Rama. The Pashup Shah is that Havele Giti means that she didn't appoint the man as a Shlech LeKabol. She said, try to get my husband to appoint you as a Shlech LeLocha so she can continue eating Truma Shagig Evliot. What if she would have said, however, his Kabbali Giti, I authorize you to serve as a Shlech LeKabol. In a minute you'll receive the get, I will be divorced. So then Asur lechol the truma miyad, because maybe he bumped into the husband right away. Unless she said his kabbali giti be more complaining. Unless she said, I authorize you to serve as a shliach to receive the get from my husband in New York. So then if I receive the get, and she's now in Philadelphia, and she knows it takes 2 hours to go to New York. And if the husband happens to be in Philadelphia and he gives the get to the shliach right now, is no good. Because we just said in the previous mission against Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar disagrees. Rabbi Lazar says the shliach may bump into the husband here in Philadelphia and he may give him the get right away, so the woman is not allowed to eat truma right away. But we don't hold like Rabbi Lazar. We hold when the woman said is kabbali gita b'mokim pleini, she meant kpeida, she meant only in that mokim pleini and not before. So she's muteres, she's permitted to continue a chelis b'truma up until that amount of time, up until 2 hours go by. So she knows that now there's a possibility that he already reached New York. Maybe he already got the get. But less than the 2 hours for sure, the get won't be good. Okay. So then the Gemara goes into a discussion, what about other cases? It's not really relevant. We're going to skip it. The following case, let's say. Somebody wants to make an Erev in his building. Somebody wants to make an Erev Kumin in order to go Chutzlut Kum. He doesn't have any food. Erev Chatzeres, you have to use bread. You can use any food. So let's say they don't have any food. So they ask me, can I lend them? So I say, Gesundheit, take the matzahs. So the Chacham goes and he takes the pickles instead of taking the matzahs. But pickles are good. I said, I got plenty of matzahs, take the matzahs, and he takes the chalas. So that's a kpeida. I want to eat the chalas on Shabbos. I don't want to give you the chalas. He's going to go and take the chalas. So that's no good. The Erev Eitchumen has to be, you have to use your food, or food that some of the Balabos gave you permission. Just because I gave you permission to use the rye bread, which I eat on the weekdays, I didn't give you permission to use the challah, which I want to eat on Shabbos. I gave you permission to use the salami. I'm not going to eat the salami on Shabbos. The Chacham goes, and he takes the chicken I want to eat on Shabbos. I gave him permission to take something, which I've got some shalachmanis that I'm going to throw out anyway. So I say, you can use that shalachmanis for your Erev. And then he goes and he takes the food that I want to eat, that I didn't give him permission. So the Gemara goes into a discussion. When I give you permission to use one food, is it dafke or is it lab dafke? Okay. It all depends. Kefiyah makam and kefiyah zman. Let's see the next mishnah. Samachem and Beis. These are easy dinim. These are easy dinim. The Gemara doesn't really add on too much. Hoyimer, a man tells the Sefer, Kisfu get the tnu li ishti. He says, I appoint you as a shliach, you should write the get and you should deliver the get to my wife. Or he says, Gorshuha. Or he says, divorce my wife. He says in one word, Gorshuha. So it's also good. So he says, Gorshuha, I want to get rid of my wife, please help me out, please take care of it. So everything is included. It's implicit that you have to write the get and you have to sign the get and deliver the get. So that's good. Or he says, Kisvu igeres utnu lo. What did he mean? Send her a letter. Send her a letter. Igeres shukin in the get. We use that lotion. So it's obvious that that's what he meant. Bisman hazem mistam. If the husband is going to say kisvu igeres. In common usage, we don't call a get the geris. The get is called the geris shvukin. But mistamet is man is there, wouldn't be a good loshen. So in these cases, the Mishnah says, harelo yichtav v'yitnan, that's good. What if he uses a different loshen? What if he wants to be fancy about it, so he says, patruha, pata harap. What did he mean? Does he mean bump her off? Does he mean bump her off, they should shoot her? Or does he mean get her? It's not so clear. Patruha, get rid of her. Parnesua. Take care of her. What does he mean? What does he mean? So if it's not clear, asulo kinimus, do what you're supposed to do. What does it mean exactly? Or he says asulo kiroi. So in these cases, loyamaklo. The lashon of the tzivay abal for the tzivus haget has to be clear. So then the Gemara says it depends. Do you live in Eretz Yisrael? Do you live in Babel? If you say this word, if you say that word, it all depends. It depends in English, in Yiddish, in Hebrew, what bizman hazeh, bizman hatam. Yeah, it depends what the lashon they are. Okay. Then the Mishnah has Vaitan. And that, the next din is also Barishai, no hayu omrim, the husband has to authorize the Ksivas Haget and the Nesinas Haget. What if the husband comes to the Sefer, he says, write a get for my wife. Then the Sefer takes the law into his own hands. He writes a get and he gets the agent to sign them and he gives it to the wife and it takes... The husband says, what did you do? Well, you only said write a get. I want it to be ready in the event sometime I may decide to divorce my wife. I'm not holding by divorcing my wife. So that's taka no good. He only authorized him to write the get. He never authorized him. But let's say he's taken away by the Nazis to the concentration camp and he says, as they're pulling him away in the truck, so he says, write a get for my wife and they're taking him away. So what did he mean? Write a get and someday I'll think about it. He wants to pater his wife. She shouldn't be an aguna. She should be free. If she'll survive, she should be free to remarry. So even if he didn't say the whole story. Huh?
Rabbi Akiva, there was a bunch of captives and they called out that they should write a get.
That's the next Mishnah is going to talk about that. So this Mishnah has Barishayna Hayu Amrim. Originally, this is called the Mishnah Rishayna and the Mishnah Achrayna. And one kufa the Tanoim pask in one way, and a later kufa they change the psak. So you have different places in Shas. So here it has. But Rishayna Hayom, in the early generations, the Tanoim used to pask in the following. Hayyotze Bikoil, the Romans, when they would arrest someone, they would put, like today, they put handcuffs. So they would put a collar. They would put a collar around the person to arrest them. And they're going to take him away to the crematoria, or to a dungeon. He's going to sit in a dungeon for the rest of his life. They're taking him away, and as they're taking him away, in the wagon he screams out, write a get and give it to me, and I'll decide when I want to give it a get. He doesn't know if he's ever going to survive. He doesn't know if he's ever going to see his wife again. So obviously, he was so to tumult, he was so to flighten, he didn't finish the sentence. But obviously, that's what he meant. Kisvu tenu get li yishti. But that's the only case. The only time we would assume that kisvu is the equivalent of kisvu tenu is when the mamash ayotze bekerla, when the Nazis are taking him away or something like that, and he starts to tumult.
So he didn't sign.
But he authorized them. He authorized them, made a shliach that they should take care of everything. So they can write the get, they can sign it, and they can give it. It's muvan le'elav that he appointed them as a shliach to take care of everything.
But you need Aiden.
So they'll be the Aiden. He said, I want
to.
Who heard? Yeah.
They signed.
The ones that were there, they have to.
They signed that we heard.
Yeah. But what if he's going on a trip? Not that they're taking him away to the tfisa, they're going to put him in dungeon for the rest of his life. He's going on a trip, he's going to go on a business trip for a couple of months, and he knows that the marriage is no good because he's always going away on business to the Orient or something. So as he's about to leave on the airplane, he says, kiss forget the yishtin, goodbye. So he's not all suflogin, he's not satumul. They're not hurrying him off anywhere. So originally the Tanoim said that if he just says kisvu, that's not good enough. He has to say kisvu tenu. So Chazru Laima and the later generations, the Tanoim changed the psak and they said that they think that case is also an umdina. Aham eforesh, the same din would apply if he's going to meforesh. Meforesh means he's going to go on a boat trip for half a year. And he says kisvu get li ishti, because he's not, they're not going to give him the get. He should hold it with him to decide what he wants. His wife is not coming with him. They're not going to have the get before he leaves. He's going to leave right now. So what did he mean when he said kiss? Well, obviously he meant kiss with tenut. The earlier generations, they weren't so convinced. In the later generation, they felt that that's also muvah me'elav. Afa meforish, or meforish means meforish layavim. Or v'hayotze b'shayara, lamidboris, Rashi says. He's going on a caravan, also a long trip.
The caravan.
Right, he's going to go for a few months. That's also self-understood. But only in those cases. Rav Shimush Azuri disagrees. Rav Shimush Azuri yomer, afa mesukon. What happens if a person is mamish achayla mesukon? And he has no children, and he knows that when he dies, his wife is going to be zkuka l'yavim, she's going to be chalitza, it's going to be a big tircha. His brother lives in Baybrick, his brother may not want to come to do the chalitza, or it'll be with a big tircha. So he wants to, in his stomach, he wants to give her a get in order to make it easier for the wife. So Rav Shimush Azuri says, afa mesukan, even though he didn't say kisvu tenu, he just said kisvu. And they understood on their own, kisvu tenu, so we say they understood right.
Well,
they understood correctly.
Well. Yeah,
so that the Gemara is going to talk about. The Gemara is going to discuss it right away. So the Gemara says in Menachos, and Daf Lamed, the Gemara says, Rav Shimush Azuri is rarely quoted in the Mishnah. He's an Atana, but they hardly ever quote him. But the Gemara says, whenever he has something to say, we paskin like him. So the Gemara says, we pass on like Rav Shimush Azuri, even though the other Tanaim disagreed. A few places, the four or five places in Mishnah, where they call Rav Shimush Azuri, so the Gemara has a whole sugya menachos that we always pass on like Rav Shimush Azuri. He always hit the nail on the head. That only works in Didi Mamanis. It doesn't work by a get. Let's say the man is married and he says, I hereby divorce my wife, I'll pet. So that wouldn't help. That's only a mumminus which I have to say hefke bez and hefke. So the man at Takana Kadesh loy tiktorev died to olive. He may get so aggravated about the money, he may die faster. So in order that he should die gesund to hate, he shouldn't get aggravated to death, that he should die too soon.
No.
So he said, don't worry about it. Whatever you say goes, is taken care of. Even if you don't actually do the kinyan, it'll be valid
anyway.
The
thing by rice, who's the
machlokes
said chachomim? By rice, where the rice is...
Benuri, yeah. The what? Yeah. I don't know, mustabi means a chayla masuka. Chayla masuka. I don't think it just means a chayla.
He's adding the chayla to mean the suka.
Yeah. Look, you can accomplish kinyanim just by the oral declaration, but you can't be megarish isha by an oral declaration. This is isa v'hefka. Didi mamanis is to say hefka bez nehefka. So the chacham have the authority to change the ownership of the money. But in isa v'hefka, they can't declare that the woman is oisheshes ish without a get. You certainly would need a get. So the umdin is, when he says kisvu, then he meant kisvu tenu. Obviously, that's what he meant. That's what he said.
That he wants to avoid the wound being the reason why he says
this stomach, yeah. Well, he wants to avoid, wants to save him from sitting shiva. I don't
know.
Also, he's going to go. Yeah, he's always going on business trips for half a year, and obviously the marriage is not so gewaldig because he's never home. So he says, write a get for my wife. So obviously he meant.
It's not going to deny, it's a real get.
Yeah. Pashup Shat, a real get, believe me.
No,
in the Israeli army, there's Taka Machlekes also. The Gemara says, the soldiers of David HaMelech, when they went to war, they used to give a get to their wives. So the Rishonim have different opinions. Was it Allah Tanai? Or was it Belit Tanai? Many Rishonim say it was Belit Tanai. Rashi and Taisa say it was with a Tanai, and they have a discussion what the nature of the Tanai was. Other Rishonim say no Tanai, unless he's a Kohen. Unless he's a Kohen, so he's going to give Belit Tanai, won't be able to remarry him.
He'll be able to live with his wife when he gets back.
Yeah, that's a Mishnah later, that it's not even called the Reach HaGet. If a Kohen gave his wife a get, Allah Tanai, And the tonight was Mizbatil, so it's not even considered a Re'echa Ger. That's on Pei Aleph Amud Aleph, the top Mishnah. So the Gemara tells a story. Gneva was an Amira. Gneva is a man's name. The Gemara has a different story. We had before in Gittin also. Right. He was a big Talmud Chacham, but he was a character. He didn't get along with the others. So, and the Gemara has in the first parak, they wanted to, they were suffering, the Rabbanim was suffering so much from this character, Gneva. They had a Shaila, they allowed a Masim. He used to do all kinds of called over us also. So they wanted to know, they allowed a Masim for the Goyish government to get rid of him already. So they said, no, Domo Hashem is Chelalo. They shouldn't Masim for the Goyish government. The Rabbanim Shlom will take care of himself.
No.
That was someone else. That was Bar Hadaya, I think.
Yeah.
It was another character.
Right.
That a lot of tzaddikus.
Wow.
Yeah. So they finally, the government finally caught up with him, and they tax evasion, whatever, and they already finally got him. So Gneva Yotze Bikur Lahavit. The government was taking him away. He had become Ophik as he was on his way out, so he made a declaration, Havu Dalet Me'azuzi L'Rebavina Mechamer Dina Harpanya. My favorite rabbi is so-and-so, Rabbi Avina, and give him $400 from the wine. He had vineyards, had a lot of vineyards
orchard.
All over the place. So he had one orchard, by Nahar Panya, by a certain river. So he had the grapevines were growing there. So he said, give him $400 from the wine over there. So Omar Rabzera says, Rabbi Avina should pack up his bags and go to his Rebbe. Rabbi Avina is supposed to be the recipient of the gift. He says, let him pack up his bags and go to his Rebbe Rav Huna, who will paskin in his favor, and he'll get the money. What does that mean? What's the shaila?
Yeah.
What should he win? What should he lose?
What's the issue?
So he makes, Rav Zera makes a comment. Dora Rabbi Avina still pay. Let him pack up his satchel and go. Let him carry it on his shoulders. And Rav Huna will paskin in his favor. As vos, paskin what? What's the issue? So Omer Rav Huna, we know, made a statement in a different context. The Gito came at Nosoi, that a Shchiv Meira, when he gives a get to his wife, it's the same as a Matna Shchiv Meira, with respect to what? Gito came at Nosoi. So he says what you said, Ma Matnosoi, Ma Matchoi, just like a Matna Shchiv Meira. He gives a matana to somebody on the assumption he thinks he's going to die. And then, miraculously, he survives and he doesn't die. So we say, Mamat Chayzer, he came back out from the matana. He never said it's only on the condition that I die. But it's self-understood. It's Mufa Me'elam that it's on that condition. The guy's not giving away all of his money if he thinks he's going to survive. So it's a self-understood tonight. So Avgita, even when a man is holding by dying and gives his life a get, and then he miraculously survives, we assume that the get is bottled. It's a self-understood tonight. He never said it. It's Muvah Me'elav that it's a get b'toys. Havkitoy, Umamad Chayseh. So that's all Rav Huna says. That's the whole memory of Rav Huna. So Rav Zera says, let Rabbi Avina, the recipient, the potential recipient of the $400 of this Gneva, let him go to his Rebbe, because his Rebbe, Gezaki, to Kamafnosai, and Mistama Rav Huna will also pass in his favor as follows. Umagitoy, Avagabdullah Parish, just like by a get.
He doesn't listen.
Even though he only says kisvu, he never said kisvu tenu. But it's muvah me'elav that when he's a shchid meraz the mesukan in the Mishnah, Rav Shimon Shazuri holds like that. That a chayla mesukan says kisvu, hatigimen kisvu tenu. Avgab the loy parish, even though he never explicitly said everything. Kevin, I'm a kisvu, avgab the loy, I'm a tenu. So we say that's what he meant. So af mat nasoi, so too by a matone. What did he say? What was the lashon that Gneva said? Give $400 to Rabbi Avina. Af matas kevni amatnu, af agav the loykanu mine. Funny.
Yeah.
Even though he didn't make a kinyan.
But get also you don't make a kinyan at all.
No, by the get, you have to give a get.
Yeah, but get, you have to give a get.
You get. So what does it got to do with Gita of Kemat Nosan? Gita, by the get...
The woman has to be coined to get.
Habarish has to be coined to get.
Yeah,
right, yeah. So what's the tush, though? So he says, just like Rav Huna said, the Gemara will not accept... Just like Rav Huna said, Gita Kemat Nosan, if Ishchid Mirah gives a get, it's moving the Yael of Deretala tonight that he dies. And if he'll survive, then the get is not valid, self-understood. So the get is just like the matana. By matana, we know for sure that that's din. Rav Huna was mecharish, din is so by get. So Rav Zeri says that just like Rav Huna has this din comparison, the get is the same din as the matana. So too here, the matana is the same din as the get. In what way is the same as the get? So he gives a hashloah.
That even...
That even though he says in the Mishnah, he only says kisvu, he didn't say kisvu tenu. He didn't finish everything that he was supposed to say. Muvan me'elov, he says kisvu, that's what he meant, kisvu tenu. So hu adinami, by the matane, even though he didn't do the ma'ase kinyan, it's also good. What's the connection? Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. We have dinim.
Maybe the people
we have a whole Shulchan Aruch. There's a din, there are rules and regulations of dibesh, they miraki ksuvu, lechem surandami. A man is sick in bed. Shchemira does mean he's holding by gesisa. Shchemira means that he's sick three days. If he's not sick 3 days, he's not called Shchemira. He's laying in bed. Shchemira just means he's laying in bed for 3 days. And then he starts making a declaration he wants to give money to so-and-so. So it depends how much money he's giving. He's only sick in bed for 3 days. So the world is not coming to an end. He has the flu. The bus is, most Shchemiras are going to survive. You say, Ramei Chayish L'miuta, that's a gesis. Rav Geisus in Lemisan, Miyot Geisus in Lachai. A Geisus is Mamish holding by Gesisa. But we're not talking a Geisus, a Shchemira. I mean, he's just laying in bed. So Rav Cholim Alachayim, Rav Cholim are going to get better. So when a man is sick for 3 days in bed, and he's laying in bed and he's talking on the telephone, somebody calls him up, or somebody comes to be Mavak Cholim, he's in the hospital, let's say. And he says he'd like, he wants to give Matan $1,000 to Pliny, if it's at Stokit. So Amiras Alagabai is good for Stokit. And Ishkin Stokit. He says, my next Rebbe is so nice, he's cooking all the food for me, he comes and visits, I'm going to give him $1,000. But he didn't make any kinyonim. So you say, so the Gemara says, no. You only said if he's afraid he's going to die. Mechatesu, where do you see that he's going to die over here? If he's going to die, why is he only giving $1,000? So if he's giving away everything, if the $1,000 is on Gansam Fam Megan, that's all he has. So if he's not Mashiach anything for himself, obviously he thinks he's expecting to die. But if he has a lot of money in the bank, he says, my next neighbor was such a good neighbor, he's taking care, cooking me soup. I want to give him $1,000. And then later on, he wants to change his... Then later on, he dies. So does the next neighbor get the $1,000? So the Gemara says, no. If he was Mashiach a lot for himself, so you don't see... You don't have any hachacha that he's nervous about dying, unless he's mitzvah machmas misa, the Gemara says, unless he sees that he's petrified he's going to die. Unless he's talking nervous, he says, I'm afraid I'm going to die, and my neighbor was so kind to me, and I want to give him my $1,000, and then he dies. Even though he didn't leave anything for himself, he left the rest for his own yorshin. He wants to give his yorshin. But if it's mitzvah machmas misa, the whole reason why they made it takana de rabbana, the tibish chimera kiksuv and chim surandami, is because they're afraid. He may be so aggravated about the issue of the money, he may hasten his death. But that's only by Medvah Mamurim, if we see that psychologically he's not concerned about that. So how can you see that? So the Gemara says either he's giving everything away, so obviously he's afraid of dying. Otherwise, what is he giving everything away? What's going to be for himself? So he's thinking of death. Or if he gives even a Matana B'miktsas, he's only giving a little bit away, but we see he's petrified. He says he's afraid he's going to die. So if either one of these two, then Allah of Divish Kiksub and concerned on the applied. So what's over here with this Geneva? Geneva was afraid he's going to die, was not afraid. So they were taking him away. They put him in handcuffs. They took him. He thought they're going to kill him. And he thought he's going to die on the way to the dungeon. So obviously it's Mitzvah Machmas Misa. So what has it got to do with Rav Huna? Rav Huna said, Gita Kemat Nasa. So get it, Rav Huna. We have Mishnayis and Baba Basra that have the Takana de Rabbanan. The Debe Shechibarak Iksuva Mechim Surandami. So why does Rav Avina have to go travel to Rav Huna? He's going to pass him in his favor. Has nothing to do with anything. That's what the Gemara rips it apart. It has nothing to do. It's similar to a Shechibah. Similar. That's why they quoted on the Mishnah.
Said, the
government is going to take him off and put him in dungeon. Yeah.
What happened to the puppy?
And they killed him. Killed they finally killed him. Yeah, they bumped him off. Yeah. So that's what the Gemara doesn't understand. What's the tzushta gita kematnasa? Just like by the get, he only says kisvi, didn't say tnu, but that's self-understood. That's what he meant, kisvi tnu. So who had the nami over here? What's self-understood? Nothing. Even though he didn't make a kinyan, we should apply the klal of derech chimera kiksum lechem simunda. So what has got to do with Rav Huna? Give derech chimera as mishnayis in the end of Bava Basra. With that, Rav Huna is also a din of derech chimera. If he's mitzava machmas miso. So we know. So the Gemara finally says it has nothing to do with anything. So what's the issue over here? What's the shaila? What is it you have to go to his Rebbe to ask a shaila? That the Rebbe will probably pass him in his favor. What's the door to shaila? So the Gemara finally says, Ella, five lines before the Mishnah. Ella zogt Gemara, the issue was the following. This Gneva said a very strange lashon. He didn't say, give him $400 worth of wine. He didn't say, give him $400. He said, give him $400 from the wine. You don't make money from wine. You sell wine and you get money. Tavasa tegemento, worth of wine. So he's going to give him $400 worth of wine. If he has money, Gneva has a fortune of money in the bank account, and he's stuffed in his mattress, so he says, give him $400 is good. But if he says, give him $400 from the wine,
from selling the wine, you make money.
So the Gemara says, so that's